Hello?
Hey, Lawrence. This is Seth Peterson. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Who is this?
Seth Peterson. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
Well, I'm Lowe's making a purchase. What's up?
I was reaching out about your property on Doss Road in Moseley, Virginia. You recently submitted a web form that you might be interested in selling it?
Well, I haven't listed it, but I'm open to a conversation about it. What property are you talking about?
Sorry?
What property are you talking about?
8705 Doss Road.
The vacant lot adjoining my house. I think we talked about that before, yeah. So what's up?
This is the first time I was calling and just wanted to know, can you confirm, you said you are interested in selling it, and the lot size is 1.39 acres?
That sounds about right, yep.
Sounds about right. Okay.
1.38, I think, yeah.
1.38, okay. I was just checking it. We just got the... just wanted to see if you were selling it. I got that confirmation. And you said you're open to conversation. Are there any other properties you're looking to sell as well?
Well, I own property. My home place, my residence is 8701 Doss Road. And I own 24 acres at 8615 Doss Road.
8615.
Yep.
And that's
20, that's a little bit over 24 acres.
8615 Doss Road. That's a lot as well. Or is that a house?
There's a house on the opposite side of the road. The house sits on about a half acre lot, but it's part of the 8615. But
uh-huh.
Yes, that's part of the parcel, yes.
Okay. 8701, if I got that right, is your residence?
It's my residence, yes.
15 is a house. And that house, is that currently rented or?
Excuse me, say that again, please.
Is the house currently rented? Is it vacant? What's the occupancy like?
No, it's occupied. It's the old home place. And I've got a couple of brothers that live there.
Okay. It's a family. Your family is living there?
I have some family living there, yes.
Right. And 8701 Doss Road, you said that's your residence?
It's my residence, yeah. And 8705 butts up next to 8701 on the east side.
Right. And 8701 Doss Road, that's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house?
Yeah. It could be four bedrooms, but it's listed as a three-bedroom.
Right.
Two baths. Yep.
Two baths. And can you tell me a bit about the property? Any specific reason you're looking to sell?
I have not determined any kind of price. I'm getting all kinds of inquiries about it. So obviously the high price, the high bidder wins. So I've gotten several offers, but none of them seem to be real serious at this point. So.
Right.
I think most people want it for nothing, and I'd just soon leave it to my daughter if that's the case.
Okay. But other than price, is there any other motivation? Or let's say, you know, we give you a good price, we, you know, buy this property. Do you have any other property you'd like to move into first? Or
no, we would have to find another home if we did that.
If you did that, okay.
If we sold 8701, yes.
Okay. We'll have to find. And do you have any specific timeline that you're looking to sell these properties at?
No, sir. No timeline. Like I said, I'd be just as happy to leave it to my daughter. So the price would have to be something I can't resist to sell.
All right. And have you done any updates, anything that you've fixed in the last 2 years?
Yeah. Both bathrooms have been remodeled and updated. Mm-hmm. The upstairs recently, about 6 months ago. Downstairs a couple of years ago. But they have been remodeled, yes. And I've got new flooring in some of the rooms. Got a couple of rooms I plan on replacing the flooring. But the bathrooms have been updated.
The bathrooms have been updated, right. Any other thing that you've remodeled or fixed?
No, there's nothing nothing major wrong with the house.
Mm-hmm.
So now, a different story at 8615. I wouldn't, you know, the house is ought to be tore down. When my relatives move out, we're probably going to tear the house down. So that house has little value.
Right, and is a tore down property. We would need to tore it down and then build it up.
Yeah, you couldn't rebuild it for a good price. You couldn't remodel that and fix it up. It'd cost more, I think. It could be cheaper to tear it down and go back up.
Oh, it would be cheaper to go down. All right.
That's my opinion. I'm not a builder, but that's my opinion.
Right. Thank you for that. And other than that, you said 8615. For this one, any recent updates you guys have made to the property?
Excuse me, repeat that, please.
Any updates in the past 2 years? Anything you fixed in the property, 8615 Doss Road, the one you rented out?
No, I'm not going to put any money in that house, no.
Right. And is that a lease agreement, or do you have it like on a month-to-month basis?
Month-to-month.
Month-to-month. All right. Good to know. All right. I have all the details I need, Lawrence. What I'll do is I'll reach out to my associate. Her name is B. Holland. You know, she runs all the numbers, and she'll be the one reaching out with an offer, hopefully tomorrow. Any good time that you might be available?
Most any time I'm available. I'm retired, so most any time. Please note, I'm getting a bunch of inquiries, so
right.
I may not recognize who's on the phone when they call and ask. I'm getting so many. So I'll try and associate each call with the proper agency. So, but anyway, just
I can text
just
you
know
my
I'm,
name and number, my name, the company name, and I can add B's information as well so that you have it on your phone.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, perfect. No problem. I'll shoot you a text right away.
Okay.
And hopefully she'll reach out to you around 12:31 tomorrow.
Okay, I'll look for it.
All right, perfect. Thank you for your time, Lawrence.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.